starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Big idea. Lassie, look at your paws. Now, where have you been? Blood. Gosh, we'd better get that ear fixed up. Hold still, Lassie.
Yeah, that'll do it. Good girl.
How do you think she got it, Gramps?
Looks like a barbed wire rip. Must have gone through a fence.
How'd her feet get so muddy?
Dropping in the mud, I guess. Where did she go out?
I don't know. In the night, I guess. The window was open.
Mm-hmm. Would it be asking too much of you gentlemen to move the veterinarian department so I can set the table for breakfast?
Well, we're all through now. I gotta let the cat out.
Anyway.
Hey, sneakers, sweetie.
Oh, I'm just gonna go out.
You're just gonna put your sneakers on, Lammy Pie.
All right.
There they go. Any old place. Set it down.
Beats me how that calf got out of the pen.
Looks like he butted the top bar off and then jumped out. Or maybe it was rustlers.
Huh?
Cattle rustlers. Like in the two-gun marshal program last night. There was this guy who made out like he was a preacher, traveling around to preach to people. But he wasn't really a preacher at all, because in the end, two-gun marshal and Pecos Pete...
Who's he?
Who?
Pecos Pete.
Oh, he's two-gun's deputy. Mm.
Everyone knows that.
Well, in the end, two-gun marshal and Pecos Pete, they discovered that the preacher was really a rustler. And while he was make-believe preaching, he was really rustling cattle.
Mm-hmm. That sounded very exciting.
It was. Well, Gramps, after breakfast, can we go out to the pen and see if we can pick up a trail?
Well, trail or no trail, after breakfast, we're going to look for that calf.
Oh, you were going to help me dig some ferns.
Oh, gosh, Mom, the calf's more important than ferns, isn't it?
I suppose so.
If it's rustlers, we can't let the trail get cold. A cold trail's hard to follow.
Well, I'm going out to the barn. Now, don't dawdle.
Milk! The trail won't cool off that fast. Oh, honey, I think you better finish cleaning up Lassie before you go. The mud's beginning to cake on her feet. As a matter of fact, I don't think you ought to take her.
Oh, Mom!
Well, running around in the fields isn't any good for you either.
I'll tell her to stay.
Good. I think I'm going to leave the dishes and go out and dig my ferns before it gets too hot.
Come on, girl.
Wait a minute. Since you're going out looking for rustlers, and that's mighty dangerous business, maybe you better kiss me goodbye.
Bye, Mom.
I sure do hope you catch the varmints, partner.
Good.
with you. Goodness sakes, I've never seen you do this before.
What's the matter?
Oh, Dad, I nearly hit her. She chased the car down the driveway, snapping at the wheels.
What's the matter, girl?
She was probably hit by a car last night. That explains her torn ear.
Alice never chases cars.
Well, she chased this one.
Nice looking ferns you got there.
Oh, yes. I'm going back for another load this afternoon. Did you find the calf?
Followed his tracks clear beyond the lake bridge. Figured he must have joined up with Staples' yearling herd. We're going after him in the pickup.
Oh, well, don't be long, huh?
Want to unload these?
Oh, no thanks, Dad. Just leave them in the shade till I'm ready to plant them.
Gramps, do you really think Lassie's chasing cars?
Well, if she is, we got to break her. There's nothing worse than a car chasing dog.
Come on, we got to get that calf.
Can I take Lassie?
No. She might scare the herd.
Mostly yearlings and steers.
Yeah, a few calves among them there, but not ours.
Gramps, do you think maybe Lassie knew the calf got loose during the night and went after him?
Well, could be. That a Hereford over there by the tree?
No. It's black anyway, an Angus. If Lassie did go after the calf and tried to bring him back, maybe the calf kicked her, and that's how she got the cut ear.
Well, no use figuring on what might have been. We'll go down and see Staples' man.
Mom said not to be too long.
We won't be long. Barn's just down the road here.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Mr. Miller.
Hi.
Where's your dog?
Left her home.
Didn't by any chance see a brown and white Hereford calf running around loose? Got out of the pen last night, and I kind of figured maybe you joined up with your herd.
We can sure take a look. Herd's in the North Meadow.
Well, we've been up there and didn't see him. I thought maybe you or one of your men spotted him and cut him out.
No, none of the boys said anything. When'd you miss him?
This morning. Dog was out during the night, too, and Jeff here's got a kind of a notion that maybe she went out looking for the calf.
She came back with her ear cut. She was all muddy.
Well, I'll check the herd, and I'll ask the boy as soon as I get the tire fixed here. If we find the calf, we'll haul him over to your place.
Oh, don't bother. We'll pick him up.
It'll be a lot easier to haul him.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Tell you, Gramps, Mr. Jenkins looked funny when you told him the calf was missing. And he looked funny again when I said Lassie came back with her ear cut and all muddy.
What do you mean he looked funny?
Suspicious-like.
You've been listening to too many radio programs. Jenkins is running 90 head up there for Staples, and what would he want with a puny little calf?
Well, then where'd it go? We trailed it down to the lake. Where'd the trail go?
Well, can't trail across the meadow. Ground's too hard.
Well, Two-Gun Marshall can, and so can Pecos Pete. They can trail anywheres.
Well, I ain't Pecos Pete, and you ain't Two-Gun Marshall.
Lassie, stop it!
I almost hit her turning in. She ran right in front of me.
Put her in the barn, Jeff. We'll tend to her later.
Bad when a dog starts chasing cars. You got to train it out of them fast.
Just started. Don't know what to get into her. Find a calf?
Well, no. But I got something to tell you about it.
Oh, come on in. You know my daughter-in-law?
Oh, yes, of course. How are you?
Fine, ma'am.
Won't you come in?
Thank you.
Sit down.
Thank you.
Can I get you something? Oh, cup of tea, cold drink?
No, thanks, ma'am. I'll state my business and get on back. Seems like we accidentally slaughtered your calf.
What? What's that?
I didn't think that Mr. Staples did any slaughtering on the farm.
We were.
You got no right to slaughter on farm property without a bureau permit. How'd you get my calf?
Dad, let Mr. Jenkins explain.
Go ahead.
What I meant was, we've been calling out a few calves and shipping them off to the stockyard for slaughtering. Price of veal's pretty good now, and...
What's that got to do with my calf?
Well, we shipped out 6 head this morning, and the boys tell me one of them was a brown and white Hereford. We didn't have any Hereford calves, so I guess it was yours.
Oh, Jeff is going to be heartbroken. He was grooming that calf for the county fair.
I'm sorry, ma'am. All I can do now is pay you for it.
Does Mr. Staples know about this?
No, sir. I wouldn't want him to if I can help it. He moved back to the city. We could go Tuesday, leaving me in charge. And, well, it's a good job, Mr. Miller, and good pay. I wouldn't want to lose it on account of a thing like this.
That's ridiculous. Wasn't your fault that the calf wandered into your herd?
No, but the boys should have told me about it before they shipped it off. Well, it's too late now. That ought to cover it.
$100? Well, the calf wasn't worth 50.
Well, like I said, veal's high now, and I feel I ought to make up for it, being the boy's pet.
Oh, that's silly. Our only problem is what to tell Jeff.
Tell him the truth. He's a farm boy. He knows cattle are slaughtered. It ain't no secret.
Well, only thing is, Mr. Miller, if the boy knows what happened, he'll be telling it around. It might not look so good for me. You know how stories get twisted.
Well, don't worry, Mr. Jenkins.
But I'll tell Mr. Staples first chance I get. But I'd hate for him to get wind of it the wrong way and start thinking I was making trouble for the neighbors. Like me telling you we were slaughtering on the farm. Wasn't what I meant at all. You had a right to get riled.
I still think $100 is too much.
You can buy the boy something with the extra. Well, I'll be going now, and thanks a lot.
Certainly. Goodbye, Mr. Jenkins.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Didn't find the calf, did he?
Jeff, you've got to do something about Lassie.
I'm sure she's not chasing cars, Mom. It's something else.
What?
I don't know. I think she's trying to tell us something.
One good way to find out whether she's chasing cars or not is take her down to the county road where there's some traffic. And in case she is, bring along a rope and we'll break her of the habit.
How?
I'll show you.
Oh, I wanted one of you to help me set out the ferns so I could go back for another load.
Well, I'll drop Jeff off and show him what to do, then come back.
But what about the calf?
We'll worry about that later. Come on.
Come on. There. Wait a minute. Not yet. All right. Now, chase all you want. Gramps says the wheels look like something that's running away. But when you start chasing them, they're only going to get jerked back, see? Only I'm sitting clear over here so that you don't know that it's me and the rope that does it. Here comes one now. Get ready. Go on, you're supposed to chase them.
Gosh, Lassie, we gotta be back in an hour. And if you're not trained by then, Gramps is gonna be awful mad. Here comes a good one. Go on. I told him you don't chase cars.
But why'd you chase our car and the Staples truck?
Well, we might as well go home.
Hey, kid, come here.
Yes, sir?
Which road I turn off at a Staples place?
Huh?
The Staples place.
Oh, well, it's about a mile down that way.
I don't mean Staples Creek where the sign is. I just come from there. I want the foreman's house.
Oh, Mr. Jenkins. Yeah, well, it's about a half a mile.
What's the matter?
Nothing. It's the second road. That way. About half a mile down on this side.
Come here. Come here. Lassie, come back here. Lassie!
Hi, Jeff. What do you want here?
Lassie chased this station wagon here. Then a man came out of the barn, and she went after him.
You better go on home.
Something's wrong, Mr. Jenkins. Lassie wouldn't hurt anybody unless they did something bad.
You forget it. Go on, take her home.
Come on, girl.
What are you doing here?
Free country, ain't it?
You don't have to flash that thing to prove it.
This? Strictly for dogs. That collie's the same one came after me last night. I hit her with a beef hook, but I guess she's stubborn.
You crazy fool. No wonder that kid's snooping around here. And that dog's smarter than you are. She'll track you down and tear your throat out.
Not while I got this, she won't. Next time, she gets a slug in the head.
Where'd she see you?
Relax, boy, relax. Down by the creek. She came snooping around while we were carving up the calves.
Last night?
When else?
Get out of here, will you? We made a deal, you paid me, now we're through. I should have known better than to get started with you in the first place. What's done is done and we're finished.
No, we're not. I came back to tell you how nice that veal was. Real nice. So I got another refrigerator truck coming down for more. Be here in an hour.
I can't sell you anymore. My boss will find out.
We'll slaughter them down by the creek like before.
No.
2 dozen head, that ain't much. Last time we got 37.
I haven't got that many.
Well, how many you got?
Maybe half a dozen, no more.
So I'll settle.
But I told you...
I know what you told me. No, I'm telling you. If I don't get them, your boss is sure gonna find out. Well?
All right. But don't make a lot of noise this time. And don't go potting at any dogs.
Why should I? They ain't good to eat.
I'm going over to Staples Creek to get more ferns.
Uh-huh.
Now turn the oven off in 30 minutes and tell Jeff to set the table.
I told him to come back in half an hour, but he didn't.
Did you do everything you were told when you were 11?
I guess not, but if I didn't, I got tan good.
Here's the calf's tracks. Now take a good whiff. Forget cars for a minute, will you? We got a mystery to solve. Now smell the tracks. Now take me to the calf. Go on, find him.
Hello.
Hi, lady. What you got there, bushes?
Ferns.
I mean, my buddy figured we'd pull in here for a snooze. We got a long haul.
Oh, I see.
Move the truck so the lady can get out.
Oh, that's all right. I can back out there. Thank you. What are those calves doing there?
Take it easy.
What do you mean?
Relax. Just stay here a minute. Nobody will hurt you.
Boss, maybe we'd better...
Get your apron on and go to work.
Well, that's a refrigerator truck. You've been butchering calves right here.
Better forget that.
I will not. That was blood
I smell. That's why Lassie hated the mud on those wheels.
Huh?
Whose calves are those? You've been stealing them.
Shut up and stay here like I told you. Get started. I got a friend who'll take care of you in a minute.
Jenkins! Jenkins!
Mr. Jenkins!
Little problem you got here, Jenkins. You live here, you handle it. Not a bad problem.
Cut it out.
You told me that you sold only a few of the cattle and that you shipped them to the stockyards.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Think he wants his boss to see them bills of lading?
Shut up. Mrs. Miller, I needed some money real bad. And, well, I figured Mr. Staple never noticed if I got rid of just a few, but now I'm stuck.
I see.
Just see that your sweetie keeps her mouth shut, like you're gonna do.
Get back!
Let's go!
Boss! Boss! Get back to work! Give him a hand! Get in here!
I don't! Mom!
Shut up! Look out!
Lassie.
Mrs. Miller, drive up to my place fast and phone the constable. Joe, here's one of my hands.
Well, what about you?
I guess it's better this way. I'll be in a little trouble, but I can make up for it.
I'm sure you can. Come on, Jeff.
Come on, Lassie. Boy, wait till I tell Gramps about this. And wait till I tell Porky and Piggy and Spike. Come on, Lassie. Come on.
So you see, Gramps, I was right. Lassie wasn't chasing cars, really. All the cars she chased, ours and the truck and the station wagon, had mud from the creek on the wheels. And she smelled the calf, didn't you, girl?
She's a smart dog.
Well, what about Jeff? He's the only one that suspicioned anything.
Well, he's smart, too. Caught them armory rustlers red-handed, turned them over to the posse. Two-Gun Marshall and Pecos Pete could have done better by Cracky.
Oh, Mom, those guys didn't even talk like rustlers. They were just plain crooks.